Golden and Silver will provide you with both. Don't you owe it to yourself to do business with Republic Trading Group? Call us today and become a part of the Raging Bull in Gold and Silver. 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898. Call now. 1-800-691-7898.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Statements saying that he's running, or he was running, the toilet. Al-Qaeda means the toilet in Muslim language, folks. Now, what Muslim group do you know would name their group the toilet? Okay? All right, we'll be right back and get into these 10 very important issues here that prove that the Bin Laden murder was a contrived hoax. We'll be right back.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When I had a heart attack at 42, I was not sure what the future held. But a year later, the doctors could find nothing wrong with me and took me off all my medication. What did I do? I took a herbal mixture of garlic, cayenne, and a few other herbs mixed in liquid form. I now call this Extendovite. I would have never believed that a few simple herbs could actually change my life like they did. Now it's your turn to see what the powers of garlic and cayenne can do for you. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny, and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Have you heard? Proactiv is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway.
Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-489-0192. Because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv risk-free and also receive our legendary refining mask and green tea moisturizer free if you call right now.
You heard it. Be one of the first to try Better Than Ever Proactiv Solution. You'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial, plus a free refining mask and green tea moisturizer. Call 1-800-489-0192. This is our best radio offer. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv, plus two free extras. Go to GetProactiv.com or call 1-800-489-0192. That's 1-800-489-0192.
On the Officer Jack McLam program. I'm that old retired cop, Jack McLam, here with you. I'm going to go back to this report by Paul Joseph Watson in Infowars.com, May 9th. Number one, before last Sunday's raid, every intelligence analyst, geopolitical commentator, or head of state worth their salt was on record as stating that Osama bin Laden was already dead, and that he probably died many years ago, 10 years ago to be exact, folks, 2001. And veteran CIA officer Robert Baer to former Pakistani prime minister who was murdered, Benazir Bhutto to former FBI head of counterterrorism Dale Watson. In addition, back in 2002, Alex Jones was told directly by two separate high-level sources that bin Laden was already dead and that his death would be announced at the most politically opportune moment. They waited 10 years to announce it, folks, saying SEAL Team 6 went in and killed him, which they did not, because he was already dead. Top U.S. government insider, Dr. Steve R. Pizanik, a man who held numerous different influential positions under five different presidents, serving as the Deputy Assistant Secretary of State under the Nixon, Ford, and Carter administration, told the Alex Jones Show last week that bin Laden died of Marfan syndrome. I don't know what that is, folks. Marfan, M-A-R-F-A-N syndrome, shortly after he was visited by CIA physicians at an American hospital in Dubai in July 2001. Number two, the official narrative of how the raid unfolded completely collapsed within days of its announcement. First, there was a 40-minute shootout. Then there was no shootout. And just one man was armed. First, bin Laden was armed, and then he was not. First, bin Laden used his wife as a human shield, and then he did not. First, the camp compound was described as a $1 million mansion. Then it turned out to be a rubbish-strewn, dilapidated compound that was worth less than one quarter of that price. Almost every single aspect of the official narrative has changed since Obama Nation first described the raid last Sunday as the White House struggles to keep its story straight. It's lies, lies, lies straight. The alleged body of bin Laden was hastily dumped in the sea to prevent any proper procedure of identification because they knew it wasn't bin Laden. They dumped him at sea. The White House claimed this was in accordance with normal Islamic burial rituals. However, numerous Muslim scholars all over the globe disputed this claim, pointing out that Muslims can only be buried at sea if they died at sea. While the White House claimed that bin Laden's death on May 1st was proven by DNA and facial recognition evidence, such proof was never released for public scrutiny, and the Obama Nation administration refused to release photos of bin Laden's dead body, suggesting a cover-up. If they released the photos, folks, you could see that that wasn't bin Laden, so they're not going to do that. Number four, despite the fact that the White House released Situation Room photos, which purported to show Barack Obama Nation, Hillary Clinton, Joe Biden, and the rest of Obama Nation's security staff watching the raid, which killed bin Laden, it was later admitted by CIA Director Leon Panetta that Obama could not have been seen the raid because the live feed was cut off before the Navy SEALs entered the compound. The photos were described as by many as having a historical significance, forming a captivating record of Obama Nation's greatest success and being the defining moment of his phony presidency. One image showed Hillary Clinton with her hand over her mouth as if witnessing an anxious or crucial moment in the raid. Media records at the time claimed that the photos represented the moment when the leader of the free world saw the terror chief shot in the left eye. However, the photos were staged as a PR stunt for public consumption. Nobody in the photos ever saw Bin Laden killed, nor did they see the Navy SEALs even enter the compound. Number five, as even mainstream journalists began to cast suspicion on the official narrative behind the raid, the media reported that the toilet, Al-Qaeda, because Al-Qaeda means the toilet in Muslim language. Now, let me ask you folks, what Muslim group would name themselves the toilet, okay, because Al-Qaeda means the toilet? That's the CIA's boogeyman, and there's no such group as Al-Qaeda. The CIA made it up. The media reported that Al-Qaeda itself had confirmed every detail of abominations addressed to the nation. However, the conduit for such a claim was, in fact, an organization called SITE, S-I-T-E, which is a notorious Pentagon propaganda front run by the daughter of an Israeli spy who has been caught on numerous occasions releasing fake cartoonish Al-Qaeda videos at the most politically expedient times for both the Bush and Obama nation administration. The SITE organization is nothing more than a contractor for the U.S. government, receiving some $500,000 a year annually from Uncle Sam, and yet the corporate media instantly swallowed and regurgitated the claim that the toilet, Al-Qaeda, had confirmed the official story after SITE directed them to an anonymous posting on an Islamic website that they probably put up themselves. Number six, almost every single neighbor that lived near the alleged Bin Laden compound in Abbottabad, that was interviewed by news reporters said with absolute certainty that they had never seen Bin Laden and that they knew of no evidence whatsoever to suggest he lived there, which he did not. He was dead for 10 years. Since the town is a staging ground for the Pakistani military, which has a training facility situated virtually a stone's throw away from the alleged Bin Laden compound, residents were required to show ID when they moved into the area. Pakistani troops and anti-terror police in the town refused to confirm that Bin Laden had lived in the house. Barack Obama nation himself admitted to 60 Minutes that the White House was only 45% sure that Obama nation lived, that Osama lived there before the raid, and this uncertainty prompted concerns that the U.S. Navy SEALs sent in could have targeted a prince from Dubai or some other individual that was not Bin Laden. And that's exactly what they did, folks. They killed the man that's living in the house, and then they dumped his body at sea so that we could never see that it wasn't Bin Laden. Number seven, the videos released by the White House this past week, which purported to show Osama Bin Laden making Al-Qaeda tapes in November 2010, are almost identical to footage first released by Pentagon front group SITE nearly 4 years ago. Remember, a May 2010 Washington Post story reported how the CIA had admitted to making fake Bin Laden videos. Despite the White House's insistence that the footage of Bin Laden is recent, he looks younger and healthier than tapes released almost a decade ago have apparently dyed his beard black. A separate video that purports to show bin Laden in his compound flicking through satellite TV channels depicts a much older looking man with a gray beard, which was not bin Laden. Okay, folks, we'll be right back after these important.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The total transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program. Use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation Program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
This is your call to action, America. It's time to get prepared. Food prices, fuel prices, dollar collapse, earthquakes, tornadoes, nuclear meltdown. Where's your plan? Get one at the Get Prepared Expo in Springfield, Missouri, May 14th and 15th, downtown at the Expo Center. Learn about survival economics, gold, silver, emergency food, water filtration, solar and wind power, heirloom seeds and gardening, how to prepare and defend your home, and hear from John Moore as he speaks about global warming and what the government isn't telling you, and John Stadtmiller with what is in store for you. Plus, meet the 2012 candidate for President of the United States, and Sheriff Richard Mack and Larry Pratt. All this and much more at the Get Prepared Expo, May 14th and 15th in Springfield, Missouri, for the low admission price of only $7. Get details now at GetPreparedExpo.com. That's GetPreparedExpo.com. What happens next is up to you. GetPreparedExpo.com. GetPreparedExpo.com.
On the Officer Jack McLam program, I'm that old retired cop, Jack McLam, here with you. Going to go right back to this report, folks. In number 7, it says, a separate video that purports to show bin Laden in his compound flicking through satellite TV channels depicts a much, much older-looking man with a gray beard. Analysts have pointed out that the man has different shaped ears to the real bin Laden pictures back in 2001. A doctor has already pointed out the fact that the man in the tape released Saturday has no problem moving his left arm. whereas video from 2001 clearly illustrates how bin Laden has never been unable to move his left upper extremities, his arm, because of a permanent injury probably resulted to damage of the peripheral nerve. If the cameraman would film the back of why the cameraman would film the back of bin Laden's head as he watches television is also dubious. Residents in the town of Abbottabad claims the man in the television video is not Osama bin Laden, with one individual claiming that the man labeled by the White House as being bin Laden is actually his neighbor, a man named Akbar Khan. Number eight, despite the fact that numerous neocons came out on the days after the alleged raid to erroneously assert that torturing terror suspect at Guantanamo Bay led to the discovery of bin Laden, Osama bin Laden himself, the supposed world's most wanted terrorist and a treasure trove of terror information, despite the fact that he was unarmed, was not taken in for questioning. He was instantly shot in the head, according to the official narrative, and then his body was dumped at sea. Number nine, the U.S. government has been caught on several occasions within the past decade staging military operations for the purposes of generating contrived pro-war sentiment among the American public. Both the rescue of Jessica Lynch and the death of Pat Tillman, when he found out that they were just there to plant more poppy fields, and to guard the poppy fields from the Taliban in Afghanistan, he was put to death, were complete fables. The rescue of Jessica Lynch and the death of Pat Tillman were complete fables, scripted and staged at complete odds with the truth and unleashed on Americans as part of a psychological warfare offensive to elicit support for the war on terror, almost identical to that warfare seen now with bin Laden's sideshow, this bin Laden fraud and sideshow, given the fact that the U.S. government has been caught red-handed scripting tales of pure fiction in order to justify the war on terror, probably in the cases of Jessica Lynch and Pat Tillman, why on earth should we believe them now? Number 10, despite the fact that Obama Nation announced last Sunday on live television that the world was now safer because bin Laden was dead, his administration, with the aid of the fear-mongering mass media, the controlled mass media, instantly seized upon the situation to terrify Americans into being afraid of imminent reprisal terror attacks inside the United States, which the federal government will carry out like they did on 9/11. The CIA and the Mossad carried out 9/11 and blamed it on the Muslims. After claiming that bin Laden had formulated a rather than operational plan to derail U.S. trains that travel over 500 miles an hour, although no trains in the U.S. can actually travel at such speeds. This led terror experts to salivate over how TSA agents were now needed in shopping malls to stick their hands down Americans' pants, while New York Senator Chucky Schumer called for a no-fly list to be expanded to trains and subways. Obama Nation hurried to ground zero for a photo op as he desperately tried to use the Obamanation or the Bin Laden hoax to whip up phony patriotism as a mean of boosting his flagging poll numbers. We'll be right back, folks, right after these important messages on Republic Broadcasting Network.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny, and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Officer Jack McLam program. I'm that old retired cop, Jack McLam, here with you, and we're going to go back to this report. Others, like Democratic Zionist Bill Richardson, exploited the situation to try to push through policies that had no connection to Bin Laden or terrorism at all, like cap and trade. The haste with which the whole Bin Laden fable, the lie, was exploited for political point scoring and as a psychological ploy to return Americans to post-9/11 state of intellectual castration was painfully transparent, clearly suggesting that the entire farce was planned well in advance to achieve precisely those goals in the run-up to 2012 election. Okay. Thank you, Alex Jones, for that report. All right, let's get back into something serious here, folks. It's gun control for veterans. Gun control for veterans. From a Vietnam vet and retired police officer, sounds like me, but it's not, I had a doctor appointment at a local VA clinic yesterday and found out something very interesting that I would like to pass along. While going through triage, before seeing the doctor, I was asked at the end of the exam three important questions. Number one, did I feel stressed? Number two, did I feel threatened? Number three, did I feel like doing harm to someone? The nurse then informed me that if I had answered yes to any of those questions, I would have lost my concealed carry permit, as it would have gone into my medical record and the VA would have reported it to Homeland Insecurity. Looks like they're going after the vets first, folks. Other gun people, like retired law enforcement, will probably be next. Then when they go after the civilians, what argument will they have? ? Be forewarned and be aware. Whether you are a gun owner, veteran, or not, you've been warned. If you know veterans and gun owners, please pass this on to them. Be very cautious about what you say and to whom. Yes, folks, when you go into the doctors, don't answer such questions with a yes, okay? Do you feel stressed? Do you feel threatened? Do you feel like doing harm to someone? Or they will take away your guns. Okay? Have Homeland Insecurity, the communist system, take away your guns. Okay, Obama Nation, our phony president, he says we're working on gun control under the radar. I just want you to know that we are working on it, says Barack Obama Nation, reportedly told Sarah Brady regarding gun control. And Obama said, we have to go through a few processes, but under the radar. That is, don't let the public know. This interesting bit of news was reported on April 11th, Washington Post Lifestyle section story about Obama Nation's gun control and regulatory policy wonk, Steve Crawley. Towards the end of the article, the writer, Jason Horowitz, a Jew, mentions a March 30 meeting between Jim and Sarah Brady and the White House Press Secretary, Jay Carney, during which the president dropped in. Horowitz quotes Sarah Brady relating how President Obama Nation, phony President Obama Nation, gave his personal assistance that he and his administration were working hard on a gun control agenda. Sarah Brady reported that Obama Nation told them about advancing the agenda under the radar, so the public doesn't know about it. Apparently, Miss Brady either doesn't grasp the concept of under the radar, or more likely, she expected the reporter to be discreet and keep the good news about Obama Nation's stealth operations on gun control to himself. Thankfully, this reporter chose to report the news, so we have direct corroboration that Obama Nation's sneak attack against the Second Amendment is true. What is truly startling about this story is the way it has been totally ignored by the rest of the controlled media. Compared to the controlled media's current silence with what happened during the 2000 presidential campaign when the NRA vice president and GOP activist Kane Robinson told a group of rights supporters in California that electing Bush would mean we'll have a president where we work out of their office. Unbelievably friendly relationship. The media went into a feeding frenzy over this comment to such a degree that Bush distanced himself from the NRA, and he should, because the NRA is working to take your gun rights away from you folks, little by little. And that's why many, many police officers have withdrawn over the last 15 years from the NRA, because they know they're working against your Second Amendment rights. Distanced himself from the NRA, publicly endorsed reinstatement of the Clinton assault weapons ban, and withdrew overt support for the Lawful Commerce of Arms Act, a law which shields firearms manufacturers from harassment lawsuits over non-faulty products. The story was carried repeatedly on virtually every major media outlet in the country, and it was not based on anything Bush himself had said. In Obamanation's case, the president himself purportedly claimed active support for a highly controversial agenda and reported that he was violating his own promise of transparency in pursuit of that agenda, yet the media has ignored it. Even the folks at the Brady Bunch are not spreading the news about the stunning reassurance from the president that he's working on gun control. There is nothing on their website discussing or even mentioning Obama's chat, Obama Nation's chat with Jim and Sarah Brady. Just the fact that the group's leaders were cordially welcomed to the White House, much less given a private, informal meeting with the president, would generally be something to crow about. But on their website, the big push right now is to tell phony President Obama Nation to ban assault clips, whatever the heck an assault clip is. Something else suspicious in its absence on the Brady site is any mention of the ATF's recent study on the improbability of shotguns. Like the president's under-the-radar comment, the Brady Bunch doesn't want to provide fodder for folks like me pointing out the truth. The phony president of the United States and his staff are actively engaged in a multifaceted plot to increase restrictions on firearms ownership, and they are doing their best to keep the American people from knowing about it. The ATF shotgun importability study is a core component of that under-the-radar gun control plot. As I have previously reported, the ATF study examines current laws, regulations, and practices regarding the importability of shotguns based on whether they are considered to have a sporting purpose in accordance with the provisions of the Gun Control Act. Like a bank robber wearing a brightly colored hat to distract witnesses' attention from more important identifying features, the ATF study puts forward a bold list of features that they say generally distinguish non-sporting shotguns from sporting shotguns. As intended, the media, as well as the gun rights community, have almost universally focused on this list of features to the exclusion of other critical items in the study. Most importantly, the statement that the list is a guide, not a rule. It states that while these features are strong indicators of a gun being non-sporting, are therefore unsuitable for importation, that the real test they intend to employ is one of application, not features. What that means is that the list of features is mostly show, and the real test is whether the importer can demonstrate that these are similar guns, regardless of what features might be currently attached to or how the gun might be currently configured, are commonly used by the ATF recognized sporting purposes such as hunting, trap and skeet shooting. Up to this point, importers have been able to replace non-sporting features like high-capacity magazines, folding stocks, and pistol grips with more traditionally sporting style options. They have also removed superfluous items such as compensators, barrel shrouds, and bayonet lugs. Let me turn the page here. Under the guidelines set forth in the ATF study, such cosmetic changes will no longer suffice. Importers will have to prove that these guns are actually commonly used for sports, ATF recognizes. The very popular three-gun and tactical shotgun competitions of the U.S. Practical Shooting Association, International Defensive Pistol Association, and International Practical Shooting Confederation are specifically mentioned in the ATF study and dismissed as not being recognized sports because ATF rifle and handgun importability studies have not recognized these sports as sports. So preferred equipment for these very popular and rapidly growing international sports will be blocked from importation because ATF has not previously recognized them as sports, and they are not going to recognize them now because they have not previously recognized them. It is the logic of a merry-go-round. Some have suggested that a suitable, simple solution to the problem is to just manufacture clones of the non-importable, non-sporting shotguns right here in the good old USA. Unfortunately, there is more to the story. The Gun Control Act prohibits importation of any shotgun with the exception of those which the Attorney General determines to be particularly suitable for sporting purposes. But this 1968 Gun Control Act is not the only place in federal law that applies to sporting purposes test. I wonder how you're supposed to protect your house, folks, if you only have sporting guns in the house from attacks by drug lords and criminals in the street. The National Firearms Act uses mostly identical language when it declares that any firearm with a bore diameter of larger than 0.5 inches, a shotgun bore is about 72 inches, 0.72 inches, is a destructive device, except for those shotguns that the Attorney General determines to be particularly suited for sporting purposes. Obama Nation's under the radar assault on the Second Amendment is underway, folks. One seemingly major change in enforcement lays the groundwork for bans, not just on importation, but also eventually on sale and possession of several popular shotgun styles. And it has taken place virtually undetected and unopposed because, as Obama Nation himself has stated, It is under the radar, not for public consumption. The appliance media and even major gun rights groups apparently have their radars turned off. Okay, I want to thank Sally Baker for sending that over to us. Sally Baker, thank you. Obama Nation, we're working on gun control under the radar, folks. Okay. Let's look at the time here now. Okay. Let's give out the call-in number today, folks. The call-in number, if you'd like to be on our next hour, which is only a few minutes away. Next hour is open phones on the Officer Jack McLam program, folks. And the number to call in on is 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443 if you'd like to call in and say a few words or ask questions. Please do. Next hour. Okay, folks. Let's see. Okay. We're up against a 2-minute. When we return, we only have 2 minutes before we go into the next hour, folks. So listen to these very important messages on Republic Broadcasting Network.
What really gets in the way of your goals and dreams? Time? Money? Education? Well, if it's all of the above, Ashworth College is for you. Ashworth can help you achieve your goals by letting you study at your own pace, online, anywhere, anytime. Your computer is your classroom. With programs as low as $39 a month, Ashworth College is one of the most affordable online schools out there. Just $39 a month. Plus, Ashworth offers over 100 nationally accredited college programs, such as criminal justice, healthcare, technology, and business. You could earn as much as $300,000 more than those without an associate's degree. No high school diploma? Well, Ashworth even offers high school completion programs. So call an Ashworth Career Advisor right now, toll free at 1-866-504-8173. That's 1-866-504-8173. Or go to ashworthtraining.com.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
We'll be right back.
minutes left before we go into the next hour. And I just want to say to you that please call in next hour if you have any questions or if you want to make a statement, okay? That number to call in on is 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. All right. Now, because we don't have time to start into another report here, folks, I'm just going to talk to you a minute here. Remember, this old cop, retired cop, was a Vietnam-era veteran. I was 16 years of age in Washington District of Criminals when I went through a training program with the Navy, Navy frogmen, and they trained me and others there in Washington District of Criminals to use scuba gear, okay? Use scuba gear, and it was pretty horrible training, pretty rigid training. And so I wanted to go into the underwater demolition teams, which are now called SEAL teams, okay? And but then, back then it was called underwater demolition teams. And I was in perfect shape. I was, when I went through boot camp, I was the best trained, or the best in, best in my training, best in training for physical training, best in physical training. I was the best, okay? And I went to my recruiter, your local recruiter, and asked him if I could go into the underwater demolition teams, and he said, yes, you certainly can. And I told him about being trained by Navy divers in Washington District of Criminals to use scuba gear, and that I was the best in boot camp physically. And so he said, yes, you can go into underwater demolition teams. And he lied to me, folks. He lied to me because when I went in after boot camp into the military, they gave me a top secret clearance and put me back in the jungles of intel bases, these secret intel bases back in the jungles. And that's not what I wanted to do, so I was really ticked off, okay? But luckily, they had me at bases back in the jungle where there was a good ocean right outside the base, okay? In the Caribbean, for example, in Puerto Rico, I was back in the jungles in Puerto Rico. But on the weekends, I would take my scuba gear and go diving off into the Caribbean, okay, which was a beautiful place to dive. And then